very happy to introduce Ethan Doyle, who is the Salem High School golf star of the year in several newspapers and all kinds. Is there any award you haven't won this year, Ethan?
I'm not sure. I mean, me and my dad have been talking about him, and I'm not sure.
Well, listen, congratulations. And, of course, your dad being Tom Doyle, who is the basketball coach at Salem, and also the golf coach. And tell me a little bit about that relationship, Ethan. You know, as the MVP of the league and the Moynihan, congratulations for all of that stuff, by the way. Moynihan Student Athlete of the Month for November. Tell me about the relationship between you and your dad with respect to golf. When did that begin, that golf relationship?
So he got me into golf ever since I was a baby, like ever since I can remember. And we've always played together, and we've always had a good relationship, trying to look at it in a positive way. And ever since I can remember me trying to compete against him, my goal was always to beat him. Always to try to get better than him, and I'm still doing that now. He gets better with age, with everything, so. But,
well, that's good. all right, and so were there special competitions that you guys had as the years go by, like let's do this, let's do that, let's, you know, you got to eat all your vegetables if I beat you today, or that kind of thing?
So, not that he put a lot of pressure on me to go practice, but he always would ask me, let's go do something, let's go to the course, let's always go out and play. And I played almost every day all summer, 18 holes, and we always, before the year, me and him sit down and we try to make a plan for the year, and we just try to push through and follow the plan.
Tim?
I'm back, Rick.
Oh, okay.
When you were talking, I'd step out and...
Okay. All right. Well, Ethan is. Go ahead.
Congratulations on a great 4-year career at Salem High School.
Thank you so much.
And I was reading through the article in the Lynn item, and you quote, "When your dad is in school every day, it definitely makes you focus on your schoolwork as well as athletics."
Yeah. He's been in the school.
So there was no,
geez,
I got practice. I just don't have the time.
He's been in the school, and he's even my teacher now for gym. And
what's he teach, Ethan?
He teaches PE, gym.
Okay, and Tim was a history teacher. I was a math teacher. You know, all the awards you've done and so on and led the team, how does it work in golf? Because it seems to be very much an individual sport, but you got to have some help from teammates along the way, team-wise, don't you?
So we do match play. So even if you lose your match, even fighting for that extra point, that extra half point, going down the stretch even though you lost, it always helps the team for the total points. So we always just try to remind kids that, like, you always got to fight to the end no matter what and try to help the team.
Well, again, golf is different from baseball and basketball, in which you also participate. And in each of those, especially basketball, you got to depend on other players. And you know, having said that, do you, as a leader now, as a 4-year star in all three sports, how do you work with other kids? In other words, I want you to go back to when you were a freshman, when you were first coming in, which wasn't that long ago, but it looked like years down the road then. What do you feel like now working with younger kids? Because you've done it, you've worked hard, you put in the time, and are you able to get that across to the other kids, or do you even want to, as a matter of fact?
So I do, and I had a really good junior and senior class when I was a freshman, playing baseball, basketball, and golf, and always competing with them, and now my younger brother is even on all three teams that I play on, and so I really try to make it a thing to always get better and always stay positive and try to always help and be there if anyone needs anything as a senior now.
How does mom handle this stuff with all this competition at the table, man? That's incredible.
Oh, she's competitive herself. she's a very good athlete herself, and even play ping pong every night, and we compete at home, and she comes to all the matches, all the games, and she's probably my biggest supporter out there, so she's always by our side.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tim?
So I take it that depending who wins in the in-house competitions decides whether or not you get fit that
yeah, I mean, it's always a 2v2 between me and my brother versus my parents, and they definitely don't take it easy on us. We don't take it easy on them. So, but mom does all the cooking, so she decides.
2v2. Who does the dishes?
Well, I mean, probably my mom and my dad as much as possible, because me and my brother always win.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, the other thing, Ethan,
homework.
That's...
Plus, you got homework to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. Your time is very structured, especially now as a senior, with all that you've done, participating in three sports, having a really terrific GPA. What's your day like now as a senior, especially under these circumstances? This is such a nutty time. It would certainly be different if you were going into school all the time, but what's your day like now? Tell me a little bit about how that goes.
So we wake up, school starts at 7:24, so I try to wake up a little early, and we have a good setup at home where my brother's in his room at a desk, and I'm downstairs on the first level by myself, and since my dad's a teacher, he's in the basement when he's done school, so we kind of level it off, and then right after school, now since golf is over, me and my brother go to the high school and shoot while my dad's there, and then we come home and try to get everything done here. And definitely have some family time, which was definitely important to us.
You know, I haven't even asked this, but Gary Larrabee's coming up next. Gary is a golf writer and a sports historian for the Salem News and other publications. What's a highlight for you among all the highlights that you've had? What comes immediately to mind in your golf competition that, boy, this one I really remember well. I love this one.
So. There's a lot that I can remember, but this year at the state championship, I got off to a tough start and I double bogeyed the first hole. I remember looking at my dad and my mom, and they like, just keep your head up and everything, and I was able to fight back, drain a bunch of long birdie putts at the end, and finished two over, and I shot even par for the last 17, and it got me into the spot to qualify for nationals next year at Pinehurst.
Wow, was that the jitters on the first hole?
So yes and no. I pushed the tee ball out to the right and I three putted it. I little nerves, little butterflies in the stomach, but I fought back well. So,
well, I think I got a couple of questions here, but I want to let Tim get into it too. You know, playing other sports, all of these things sort of. It's great to know that you're a three sport athlete, but all these sports sort of they sort of complement each other in terms of skills, do they not? And being competitive.
Yes, so I try to go it like time by time, and all summer I play golf almost every day, 18 holes with two of the former players on the team, that were former one spots and former people who qualified for states, and then I have a great support system and family who also plays golf, my uncles, my grandfather, my father, so. I always have time with them for golf, and then me and my brother get right into basketball once golf ends. And same thing with baseball. And I have a group of friends that play almost two or three sports with me, all of them. So we try to work together and get ready for each season.
Tim?
Ethan, one of the things that, again, that being a multi-sport athlete is again, the conditioning aspect of it. Have you, over the course of your 4 years, suffered any kind of injury that's kept you out of any one season?
I have never had, like, a serious injury that took me out. I think I haven't missed a game for any sport out of my four-year career, and that's not that being tough, but you always got to fight through it. Like, last year, the start of the coronavirus during basketball season last year, I was sick for, like, 10 days. And I kind of just tried to fight through it and spent a lot of time with my dad at school. I was able to play in all of them, but I haven't had any serious injuries, knock on wood.
Well, maybe you've built up a resistance to the virus now. Hey, listen,
yeah,
Ethan, final question for me is what's on the horizon now? Your best subjects in school, and then what are you looking at for next year? I'm guessing that's going to be a golf college thing.
So for school, I really enjoy English, I would say, and obviously gym, with my dad being a teacher, and I know all the gym teachers there.
Mm-hmm.
But looking forward to next year, I think I'm going to be playing golf at Salem State and trying out for the basketball team as well.